microphone master. The most innovative, understated, put others out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays right in the moment set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide, to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, hype right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. And hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Microphone master, J-Love, let's rock, banging and fire.
That's a bad combination. Whoa, that's a bad combination. Whoa, that's a bad combination. Man, that's a bad combination. Rhyming down. That's a bad combination. That's a bad combination.
Try this.
That's a bad combination.
At your mom's house.
Man, that's a bad combination.
Y'all mix the rhyming with the old English. I'm feeling hella molded like those kids selling cheap plays. In Mexico, necesito ayuda. Can you tell Buddha again, genie? I need some cheat codes or a tips and tricks mag to flip the script back when I was holding that sauce up there. Day chip bag up on the Safeway aisle, trying to watch my sodium, but I was straight in D math. Like, ooh, that type of rhyming, gotta have that. I might just slip one in my knapsack. The MSG's always got me feeling like a lab rat. When I eat it, I should be wearing a hazmat suit. Shoot like Walter White, rather Walter Black. Out on my dad's couch, Carmen Electra, Dennis Rodman, Martin Luther, and top of rhyming, that's bad.
Whoa, that's a bad combination. Whoa, that's a bad combination. Whoa, that's a bad combination. Man, that's a bad combination. Ooh, that's a bad combination. Ooh, that's a bad combination. Ooh, that's a bad combination. Man, that's a bad combination.
Why I feel like I got a paper bag. My MC-ness, employers heated when they see this. Dude going hard like a Geodude penis. Rocking coffee shops, but soon to be arenas. Kinda like Gilbert, but I'm still up in the overseer like Philbert. And these suits are still getting mad in my hashtags. My pants sag cause I want them to. Kiss my butt is what you're gonna do. Gluteus Maximus, Optimus Prime, Finch to the Atticus. Out of my mind and into a labyrinth of disastrous times. It's still coming out immaculate clean. I'm an MC first and foremost. Used to practice rapping with the door closed. Now these dudes is looking more O's, cause I get more O's from the crowd. Blast doors flow with a ride shoot, thunder sound bang.
Whoa, that's a bad combination. Whoa, that's a bad combination. Whoa, that's a bad combination. Man, that's a bad combination.
Ooh, that's a bad combination. Ooh, that's a bad combination. Ooh, that's a bad combination. Man, that's a bad combination.
Oh, so bad, bad, bad. So bad, bad, bad.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. I am J-Love, and as always, I have with me the one and only Star Saxon. What is good, man?
All I will say is, may the force be with you.
Okay, okay. So we've touched over the last few episodes about Star Wars, so we are, as we record this, we're like on the Star Wars Eve type of stuff, so I know you are really excited right now, man.
Tickets already purchased. I'll give you guys the full review next episode.
That's what's up. Okay, that's what's up. So people have been hearing stories about people camping outside of theaters and doing all this stuff in preparation for the movie. It's probably going to break all kinds of box office records, right?
They marketed hard enough for that to happen. Let me just say this, though, dude. Yeah. There's no need to camp out for the movie.
You
go to a movie theater that sells tickets by the seat. I'm in section B, seat 31. I don't need to camp out. If you're in my seat, nigga, move.
Oh, Oh man, you a fool. So yeah, man, we gonna get, so we looking forward to the review of it next episode. And we gonna get into this episode. This gives Star Saxon and I a little bit of an opportunity to geek out a little bit. Well, he's gonna geek out definitely on his Star Wars stuff next episode. But we're gonna be talking a little bit about craft beer. A little bit about craft beer, and then also taking a look back, and we've talked about this, you and I especially, it's one of our favorite albums, the Master Ace Slaughterhouse album, and I was, when I was preparing for the show, this episode, I came across a couple of new Master Ace joints. One of them we're going to be playing later, it's called GMO, and I started thinking about how, in essence, Master Ace reinvented himself when it went from his first album to a second album. Second album was the Slaughterhouse album. And wanted to talk about that and look back on that album and some of those tracks and everything like that. But one of the tracks we're going to get into now, and I don't know if you had a chance to listen to this one, is the Prime joint with Black Thought, Wishing 2. Have you heard that one?
Nah,
man.
Okay. When that shit come out,
man, it's on the deluxe edition of that Prime joint. And so what I'll do is, so you can listen to it, I'll send it to you as well. I think you're gonna like it. And I know when I said that, you're thinking Black Thought over DJ Premier Production. Yes, it is. And did he deliver? Yes, he did. So I'll make sure to get that to you, man.
Okay.
But
okay.
Yeah. So definitely. And then also we're gonna have Cocaine featuring Short Chop, Plastic Surgery. And when I say Short Chop, you're thinking, wait a minute, is that the same Short Chop? Yeah, that dude. And yeah, he still sounds the same way, twisting his words over here out and doing his thing. And we have Alcoholics Make Room, which segues perfectly into when we're talking about craft beer on the rise. So we're going to get into a couple joints. So again, Prime featuring Black Thought, Wishing 2, Cocaine featuring Short Chop, Plastic Surgery, and the Alcoholics Make Room. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about craft beer and give ourselves an opportunity to act like nerds for a second here. You are listening to Microphone Masters on
This Dub. Song here was originally supposed to be done with my man Black Thought. Unfortunately, we lost a great man, Mr. Richard Nichols, R.I.P. To the legendary Rouge crew, hold your head.
We love y'all, you know?
We all continue on. That's how life's supposed to be, and that's how we treat life. So, one day, Reek gave me a call. He said, yo, that joint you did with Common, y'all still wanna do a remix of that? By the way, shout to Common. Congratulations on that Oscar, my nigga. John Legend, big up. Word. I said, yeah. When you wanna do that? He said, yo, I'll come over right now. Oh yeah? Well, step inside the booth. Yo, Reek. It's go time. Wishing, part two.
Yo, the voice of the announcer signing off. Salvador, a connoisseur of hot monologues. Rock mining off, living life not by the law. And I'm a product of that rock, Kim, God Allah. Forensic files, leaving them disemboweled. 87 style, they chant slimmer than Reverend Al or Kevin Lyles. Some friends of ours still be pelling vows off 11 now. They wishing you would, you probably better reconcile. The dark side of Tahuti rising to prominence. My crown's taller than Suleiman of the Ottomans. Wiser than Solomon, mobilizing the following. They try and give me the Nobel Prize for novelists. Peace to cats that rock Mac knowledge, knowledges, hood astrologists, illegal anesthesiologists. Yo, Elefante, Belafonte, keep a regimen ready to give them hell if Prime say. Yo, post-traumatic stress, I wear it as a family crest. A murder at its best, words that I manifest, causing cardiac arrest, Budapest and Macarest. My slang Bangladesh, my gang Clarence X. I'm life after death, the last Larynx. Letting every other rapper know they better wear a vest. I'm pulling in 200,000 for appearances. I wrote a song about it, here it is. Yo, the creature, feature, searcher, preacher, teacher, torch, capture, rupture, rapture, reacher, the preacher, heat, the feature, speak, the eat, the sneak, the creep, yeah. Send no peace to meet ya, can't nobody get
with me. Strong suits from Italy, chill. Humility, what I'm all about, ability, yo. I wish a nigga would bring the hostility, though. You know how them boys from Philly be. I'm like cyanide creeping through the air ducts. And I got a foul mouth, tell them kids earmuffs. When I was in school, I was who to steer clear of. Smoking reefer in the bathroom, sipping Smirnoff. When it came time for the pictures in the yearbook, I was up in Paris like an American werewolf. Years later, yo, I'm an American hero versus evil like Deer Hoof. If I let the bear wolf, they don't recognize me when I'm shopping up in Bergdorf. They just know I'm flyer than a motherfucking airport. Therefore, they say I'm a sartorial gear whore. Yeah.
Ascots on the tailored suits. You artists throwing bands to radio like they made you you. I'm looking for artists on stages to throw tomatoes to. The way I act, you think I'm banned from radio, like Trey the Truth. I don't really care, nigga, I'm getting in. I got a C63 V Twizzy Benz, I'm sitting in. Out, I don't give a fuck, any DJ anywhere. I'll give him as a triple dare. I'll tie him to a swivel chair. I'll give him spins. I'll give him grins and count dividends. And ask around about them D-Town niggas that'll leave you with a concert full of dead fans and bloody merch. Smoking old ass silly, that's the color perp. You might wanna study first. Every verse lyrical but nutty first. Every verb and every word is like a speeding bullet about to chop your body in half while it's on the way to heaven like Kid Cudi shirt. Shit could be a hit, but it's gotta be muddy first. I rap with a sickness called Iraq, pistol pulling private. Chris, I think I got the gully curse. Underground, underrated, y'all keep digging for answers like the root to cancer. I keep turning primo beats into chemo treatments. I keep wigging like a hoop to Andrew. I'm clumsy when I shoot, oops, I bet your crew will scramble. I don't write for limelight, I shine the rhyme light down, then I produce a scandal on what your baby moms would do for cameras. I'm leaving everything from the marriage to a little coochie shambles. Your posse even get my Broadway, your posse will perish. Your posse will become the posse up there. I'm outlining all of their bodies in chalk, setting fire to them till the chocolate on top like chocolate eclairs. The outfit and jacket is Bell Staff. While we in the air, is Yahtzee on Lairs, and when we land, we on yachts and grazie to the nail staff. Mwah, kiss my ass, y'all can go to hell fast. I'm just ready for whatever hell brings. Focus, man, getting closer to that real money like Gayle King. That's Oprah's friend. I think of nightmares that'll ruin your dreams. And I just went shopping in China, yeah, I flew with the team. Fuck a translator, I speak fluent cha-ching. Y'all holding shit down with a selfie stick. I'm flying some shit out of Harvey Nichols and Selfridges. Even when me and Shady was Abel and Kane, we worked our magic separate like Angel and Blaine. We came into this game with a navy like Baby and Wayne. Now every pair of glasses I have has a crazy insane Jazzy Faye gradient frame. The least most amazing vehicle I have is a lease, though it's a beast for 80 and change. Y'all trying to pick up Bieber and Drake fans. Not me, but I'm in the streets though, like a Canadian crane. To elaborate is to annihilate. Please don't make me explain. Come get your bitch, or I'll make her smile. Before I perform a bunch of acts on it like Saturday Night Live, then take a bow. Like Kenan Thompson, I don't believe in nonsense. I don't
y'all know what it is, legendary cocaine on Master Michael Farrell Radio. All my friends, the CNN. You know we stay on point like they be
at. It's that real West Coast right. Shit, man. Fucking thought it was.
For the rags and the lolos, shook the game for the fags and the homos. But he back in the ass, no KY. I'ma keep it G, you could keep it GAY. Scream smoky, these niggas phony. They Oscar, Maya, Weenies, Baloney. Pulling all the soldiers out, nigga, it's a dirty game. I just took my rollers out and I let my shirtless hang. Same thing for the 501s, right or wrong. Niggas welcome to Babylon, best investing some type of gun. No, I got mines not far from me. They all next to me and the car next to me. Made it clear, group of niggas if that boy he cock. Brown real rooster niggas giving hoes peacock. They done it, keep it 100. Most of these rap niggas really don't cut it. And most of these niggas is bitches too. And most of them niggas look just like you.
Call 911 emergency. Shots and steroids mixed with a
shit. I'm king like James, but they secretly sucking dick. Niggas wearing man purses, looking like RuPaul. Hands tighter than Pee Wee Herman, I don't fuck with none of y'all. She used to have Nocitar with Tickle Bitty, but when I seen her last week, she had ass and titties. Reality star house, thinking they look good. Bunch of insecure bitches running around Hollywood. I'm a grinder, hustler, on my paper chase. Getting ugly out here like Lil' Kim Faye. Nigga, hide your son, nigga, hide your daughter. Sharks in the ocean swimming in shallow water. Nigga, I hold my own in the buddy boy zone. I'm sitting on the throne while these niggas in the twilight zone. West Coast nigga, you know what's happening. I'm called fake ass niggas like living with the Kardashians.
Pull over to the side. fly so I can roll up the endo. Got the bitch head bumping on the front window. Wham, bam, I spanked your man. I wonder how to make these rubbers from the skin of a lamb. I blow into the mic when I check it. Had hoes getting naked way before I made a record. I smoke a gang of liquor, I drink a gang of boom. Like Ted, I got a zoom zoom, so make room.
Make room for the crew of beasts that thump. Make room for the crew of beasts that thump.
The alcoholics
hitting hard enough to dent your truck. Make room for the crew of beasts that thump. Make room.
We gotta give a shout out to the crew that gets the party popping.
For the crew of beasts that thump.
The alcoholics
hitting hard enough to dent your truck.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubsCNN.com. All right, so Star Saxon, if you think back to when we first started hanging out, one of the things we met in English class so many years ago, and one of the things that we did when we I don't know if you had already started to imbibe at that young age already, but you remember the first time we hung out, it was me, you, Chris, and I think Tim was hanging out at the time. We said, all right, we gonna get some 40s and we gonna kick it, right?
40. Yeah.
40 ounces.
40.
40 ounces. 40. Old English St. Ides, but I went away to San Jose State. I ended up finding there for a while there, 800, Old English 800 did an ice version, so they had 800 ice, which you could only find in 22 ounces. There was
Crazy Horse,
all that stuff. We played Make Room by the Alcoholics just a second ago, and I used to listen to some of their songs, and they would mention different beers, so I would go and try it. The first time I tried Mickey's was because of the Alcoholics.
Mickey's.
Red Rooster. Remember Red Rooster? I tried that. I didn't like the Red Rooster.
Yeah.
So give you a little...
The Magnum.
Magnum, yes. So all that
King
all that
Cobra.
Liquor, all that stuff is what we used to consume. As we got older, our palate started to widen, thank God. And so I all of a sudden I got into the IPAs or the craft beers. And I came across a couple of different articles over the past week or so when I kind of collected them and knew that we like to talk about them a little bit. One is talking about the rise of craft beers. I think that the bigger macro breweries are really starting to pay more attention to the craft beer industry, the micro breweries. Almost like how Nintendo wasn't paying attention to Sega or PlayStation. I'm sorry, how Nintendo wasn't paying attention to PlayStation, and all of a sudden Sony PlayStation overtook Nintendo and never looked back, so to speak. And so I wanted to get your opinion on some of this stuff where craft beers are starting to really take over, because I know I'm sitting here with a Stone Brewing with a limited edition Vertical Epic Ale in my hand right now. So get your thoughts on that a little bit as I go, and I'll go into the article a bit as well.
Well, let's just say this, man. You got cats like us that are hood oriented, and then you got some, you know, valley living in the suburbs types of people. The bottom line, you got two classes of drinkers. I've identified them, and we both hit rock bottom on two different brands of alcohol. Getting back to the 40s, I would say we collectively hit our rock bottom on the 40-ounce when the Steel Reserve came out, which just destroyed niggas.
Yeah, man.
And after that, you had to find something new, right? It might have taken years to get to that point, but you could go no further after the Steel Reserve 40. And for all the cats living in the suburbs and the white picket fences, their rock bottom happened to have been that fucking PBR, that Pabst Blue Ribbon shit, that garbage shit.
Yeah.
So following that, we hit the rise of the craft beer, which is basically a bunch of cats who love alcohol. They've done the research on the science of brewing, and they've thrown a few little added flavors in there to make the beer consumption experience something more wonderful than, yo, man, let me just get through this shit so I can get my fate on and fuck with these hoes.
True indeed.
So where we are now is you got all these little microbreweries, you know. You got out here, you got the fucking the Ritual Brewery, you got the fucking Hangar 24, the Lagunitas. You got all that shit going on. So bottom line is, these cats are taking the beer manufacturing process and just stepping their game up with an upgrade. So rather than getting a beer with a slice of an orange out here at Hangar 24, you're going to get a beer that's been made with oranges from Redlands, California.
Right.
Or grapefruits.
Or the watermelon ales that you might come across and all that.
Yeah, stuff. Watermelon ales, chocolate porters.
Yeah.
Basically, the shit knows no bounds. And if you're fortunate enough to live next to a brewery,
indeed,
San Diego's got a lot popping off right now. You just actually go to the brewery where you basically have these dudes like wizards trying to figure out the next new shit. And you go to the brewery, do yourself a vague favor and buy a growler.
Yes.
That's like the next level beyond 40, which is just basically a fucking handheld barrel. And if you take it to the brewery, they're going to hook you up. They're going to say, you know what? Usually this shit's going to cost like $45. We're going to fill your fucking growler up for anywhere between $5 and $20 for some premium shit that we don't even sell in stores. So, like 2 weeks ago, I took my brother to the fucking brewery, and these motherfuckers had half wine, half beer, beer.
Oh, yeah, the barley wine and stuff like that.
Yeah, so we stepped our game up with that. Or they go with the blood oranges, and that shit just comes out hella crimson red, but it's beer, and it tastes like fucking juice. And then the fucking gravity is high, so when you drink that shit, you know, you're talking like, you know, 11.0, something that's comparable to like a lower tier wine, but definitely like, you know, like 25 to 30% more potent than Steel Reserve and tastes 100% better.
And to your point.
Bottom line is, yeah, go for it.
No, I was going to say to your point, because in an article that the Wall Street Journal produced last week, they said that a lot of drinkers are moving to craft beer. Clearly, because there's a trade up in the industry because they want more quality, and they also want something that oftentimes stronger. Because with those IPAs, I mean, we know. I remember that I had a an African American studies teacher, Dr. Milner, that would talk about the rot gut beer and the rot gut alcohol, because the St. Ives and the ODs, those were 5 or 6% alcohol, but the way that they were made was like that bottom of the barrel stuff. But when you have IPAs that are 5, 6, 12%. It's stronger, the quality is better, and you don't have to feel that you're sacrificing anything just because it's a stronger alcohol by volume content.
Right.
As well.
Right. Right. And so, I mean, where I'm at now with the shit is like, I used to go play flag football, I didn't go to the brewery afterwards, and we weren't really realizing like the alcohol by volume, the shit we were drinking at the craft brewery was like 11, right? 12. We get like four of them motherfuckers. And so it's basically like we drank 2 6-packs apiece,
right,
in the span of like an hour and a half of playing football, and we just be lit from like 3 o'clock in the afternoon to like 9 o'clock at night. And I was like, wait a minute. I wouldn't drink 240s at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday. So I might need to reel myself back in, because it tastes really fucking good.
True.
It's really special. You know, you got a lot of cool people, a lot of interesting people to talk to when you're getting fucked up like this at a brewery. But in the end, though, I'm not saying it's too powerful for me, but man, I don't need to be fucked up like that at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I'm going to take my ass back to the fucking 7-Eleven and get me a 6-pack of Newcastle. So I've actually come full circle. They're basically too good at what they do.
Yeah.
The shit tastes hella good. It'll hit you with like an uppercut and fuck you up. And it's just as affordable as like a Newcastle. So you got to use some self-discipline and be like, do I really need to be this fucked up off something that tastes like grapefruit?
But that grapefruit sculpting is the bomb, though. I gotta admit, with that balanced point. But before we get on to talking a little bit about Master Ace, I wanted to throw you a couple things, because in that same article it talked about beers that Americans no longer drink, and I'm not gonna go through the whole list, but I'm gonna throw a couple out to you in terms of the percent in sales loss. And this is from the years of 2008 to 2013. So a couple, and it might amaze you. It's Miller High Life. Sales lost 21% down over 2008 to 2013. When you look at Miller Lite, sales down 22.6% from 2008 to 2013. Budweiser, sales down 27.6%. And when you look at some of those numbers there, you can see why some of these macro breweries are starting to not only try to absorb some of the micro breweries, but also trying to come out with their own things, trying to make sure that they are maybe expanding, or trying to maybe even come up with, if they can come up with a, kind of like how a major label will come out with a boutique label to make you think that all of a sudden they're really street, or they're really hardcore, or punk, or whatever the case
like
may
shop
be.
Top.
Even though it's, even though it's under the big umbrella of something else. So it's just something to keep in mind. And maybe I'll try to reach out to a brewer or something like that. Maybe we can try to get somebody on the show. We're going to get into a couple joints real quick.
I got one. Yo, Jay, my fucking brother-in-law works for Ritual.
That's all you got to say, man. That's all you got to say. then we're going to have to get him on and talk about all that stuff. So we're going to get into a couple joints. I don't know if you heard any of that Cannon mixtape or the Cannon tape from 50 Cent. We got the Too Rich for the Bitch. I don't know if you heard that joint. I thought it was kind of catchy. It was kind of cool. Overall, I thought the tape was, it was cool. It wasn't bad, but I thought it was decent. It's not like some of the other stuff that I heard from 50 that was a little bit more shaky. And then we got Pearl Gates featuring Wordsworth and Pav Bundy called Countdown. Pusha T bringing that back, Untouchable. And then Superior featuring Rex called Superiority. So we have 50 Cent, Pearl Gates, Pusha T, Superior featuring Rex. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit about Master Ace, that Slaughterhouse album. So you listen to Microphone Master on nigga.
She be all in my BM, nigga. You be all in your feelings about it like when I see him. I'ma kill this nigga, I'm on three-way like you hear this nigga. I should take the bitch back and clip the nigga. Pussy make him not pay attention, you punk bitch. Go with this nigga. Throw bands, bitch, these hoes love me. I fuck a bad bitch, then she ugly. Put the pussy in recovery. I'm like, now what you think of me? Niggas going out just to talk to these hoes. Blowing big bank gross on clothes. Now they wonder where the money, yeah, the motherfucking money that they had for the re-up gone. I don't do no stalking. I don't cup no hoes till the bitch keep up. Keep up. I don't do much talking. Right now I'm flossing, I do this often. Got a flex on a bitch. Tag team, I got necks on the bitch. I ain't stressing the bitch. But then and then I blow a check on the bitch. Drop that whole bag off of the hood, too rich for the bitch. I'm too rich for the bitch. Too rich for the bitch. Drop that whole bag off at that club, I'm too rich for the bitch. I'm too rich for the bitch. I'm too rich for the bitch. Now do it, baby. Do it, baby. Do it, do it. Do it, baby. Do it. Yeah, yeah. Now do it, baby. Do it, baby. Do it, do it. Do it, baby. Do it. Yeah, yeah. Shorty playing, she lame for that. She ain't have to put a nigga name in that. Beefing over these bitches, not me. Nah, nigga, I ain't came for that. We don't talk on no pillows, nigga. We brought all these bitches with us. You act like you got all the hoes, but all I see is niggas with you. She don't like when you pulling on her. She like me, I'm pulling up. I act like I don't want her. You act like you can't get enough. That bitch did like dope boys. If you got money, she gone for it. I drank that hoe, her head so good, she gon' have you there like, oh lord. All this time you ain't knowin', I done bought her shit you can't afford. She take pictures with your money, but you tell her she can't throw it. All you niggas, don't panic, I'm just trying to understand it. I must take these hoes for granted. Are you niggas just so romantic? Drop that hoe back off of the hood, too rich for the bitch. I'm too rich for the bitch. Too rich for the bitch. Drop that hoe back off at that club, I'm too rich for the bitch. I'm too rich for the bitch. I'm too rich for the bitch. Now do it, baby. Do it, baby. Do it, do it. Do it, baby. Do it. Yeah, yeah. Now do it, baby. Do it, baby.
Reasons I'm the hottest human being, a product of God's foreseeing, properly dropping these requiems that's being released. Made the transition from the streets to MC, and now these rappers is envying NY. See it as best, leaving the rest, reaching for breath, eating your flesh, proceed where you rest, even get left bleeding, warm heart and your chest freezing. You want the crown, but you're always waiting for next season. Look, honestly, it's not happening. This a dynasty, you die nasty, you'll never outlast me. Feel like I'm dumping on your lawn, humping on your mom, swinging, lumping up your jaw, dunking on and on athlete. Squeezing trigger till you're gone, actually. Fuck, reach me. You can stick hydrophilic in my eye and never contact me. Back in your face like some more acne. It's all mad and now they guard back me. It's the countdown.
If you ready for the war and you ready to win, won't have another chance like this ever again. About to take you to a place that you never have been. Let's begin. Are you ready for the countdown? Are you ready for the countdown? Are you ready for the countdown?
Show thriller, most iller, double-edged sword willer, might kill us both, sever the whole bill up. Gorilla, more bananas with less manners. I hold cannon, you get the picture, snap, no camera. The flow jammy, expose you like open-toed sandals. I'm sick as a worldwide blackout, you a blown candle. grip and handle. Waiting for dudes to act out. Just check the places I pack out. Get horn a sec when I stack out. You're overstepping your bounds and you're bound to give up a tap out. Your bros loving the sound. Your hoes dying to get tapped out. What you lack, I'm about. What you ain't, I am. Rock with the biggest legends. Work with your favorite band. I still play in the hood. Watch who I say's my man. Some do you dirty if they can. Try to take your hand. I do it all for the fam. Never for the gram. From the street corner to the stands. Got them screaming, it's the countdown.
If you ready for the war and you ready to win, you won't have another chance like this ever again. About to take you to a place that you never have been. Let's begin. Are you ready for the countdown? 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 Are you ready for the countdown?
Can't improve perfection to be this nice. Life don't include directions. Go ahead, choose your weapon. My mind roams so deep in the zone. You listen in your car or at home. Your phone will lose reception. Stood on blocks, chased by uniformed cops. Girls slept around, kids raised by the wrong pops. Jewelry and pawn shops. Man, I was born hot since diapers. A sniper couldn't beat me by a long shot. As I walked here, I was in their crosshairs. Travel abroad, what I record makes the Lord swear. My routine has the Marines and Air Force scared. Thought shit could be used as software for warfare. Sportswear, suits at the banquet. Gaining more interest in the people that you bank with. Countdown, I'm number one anytime you rank it. The life batting gun, you need a.
Yo, this is Cool 187. You tune in to Microphone Masters Radio, boy. For the law.
In a 600, running in a 600, untouchable, uncrushable, running in a 600, running in a 600.
Yeah. I drops every blue moon to separate myself from you kings of the YouTube. I am more YouTube. I am like Bono with the edge. In Mexico, fuck Donald and his pledge. Legend has it, the wrist is magic. The left is Patek Philippe's, replaced by Matsuhisa. Ignore most requests for the feature, unless it's getting played on the beach in Ibiza. Why she fucking Nisha, and she sucking Shisha. Can't you see my total? Pam, Kima, Keisha. I'm aiming for the moguls. Why y'all niggas aiming at the locals? And rap niggas broke like them, they mere hopeful. Still wishing on a star. The last one to find out the baby on the cars. The final trilogy of Jaws. The grill's like interior gauze. It feels like steel white. Matching my Sony, looks African on me. They trying to pin this trafficking on me like man on Tony. My thoughts spilling over. The soft ceiling's open. I cross fist the coca. Yeah. It's a different calisthenics when I do the Linux. Half a million parallel, then ain't nothing rented. Yeah. Wearing dry fit in my shit. It rides a little better in the cockpit.
Untouchable, uncrushable. Running in a 600. Running in a 600. Untouchable, uncrushable. Running in a 600. Running in a 600.
Moo told me to switch styles. He just came home from the feds like a mistrial. He tells me I miss out on all that club money. I don't bounce. Adidas gave me a million and that don't bounce. The president of good music has been announced. A quarter million a year and that don't bounce. I'm in the score of these movies, I'm losing count. Moo, you knew me from 1300 an ounce. My breakdown game brought me 8 Mile fame. Selling M&Ms to him and them. White to the blacks, I'm a villain in. The Rolls Royce playing peekaboo with the emblem. Let's talk about it, gentlemen. My barcode is Netflix Narcos. Part on the side of my fro like I'm Pablo. No hablo, I sell blow. Lone wolf, no tonto. Head honcho, yeah. Let's take the scenic route. I can show you the strange fruit. It's looking like Beirut. They open the wash bay. I climb it like K2. These kilos are drought killers. I flooded the Jesus. I made use of every Spanish name I done ran across. No matter what the weight, I done ran it off. I'm walking on water, I took the sandals off. Tell A&E to turn the cameras off. Push.
Untouchable, uncrushable. Running in a 600, running in a 600.
Superior antidote, imperial tenor flows, animalistic press, panic mode, flash forward like the cameras closed, coffins closed, off with your dome, these poems I perform, where's the popcorn, vivid as the cinema, you timid as the tipping of your toes, pinning my self-powered bars that can injure your foes, fall flat, counting that dough, on the whole lot of zero, zero, zero. following dollar signs. Every time I rhyme, I'm out and climb. Scale Everest, that daredevil shit. I dare devils to flinch. The rebel with the element of every clip captured in that black power flick. I devour mic sticks. Cowards resist to follow. He sips the battle till there's no longer a swallow. Drunken revolution, inebriated outcast, alleviate the gap of whack rap at last. Superiority, quality of state of being, better than the best, better than the rest. Y'all could be mediocre, inferior, but not me, cause see, I'm superior. Superiority, superiority, quality of state of being, better than the best, better than the rest. Y'all could be mediocre, inferior, but not me, cause see, I'm superior. Superiority, yeah. Yeah, superiority, R to E, audio authority. Corey C, slaughter these artists on the Odyssey. With the bars of beats, spit the rawest speech. Foes commit atrocities, no rappers compare, no acting in here. Miraculous vernacular shared, can tackle a bear. Kick back with a six pack of beer, strictly sick raps in here. Fluent AIDS, fluid spray, fools who gaze with their ways. It pays to be made in elite cloth, y'all synthetic. Superficial over records, most official to rep it is Rex, no questions. Cross T's and dot I's. Cross seas when he flies, force some seas to see my superior criteria. I ain't scared of ya, bone crushing bars injure ya. Hardest of the thought, pencilers, Paul Pierce wizardry. Still repping the law being lyrically, way beyond your capacity mentally. Superiority, quality of state of being, better than the best, better than the rest. Y'all could be mediocre, inferior, but not me, cause see I'm superior. Superiority, superiority.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubsCNN.com. The year was 1993, Mr. Star Saxon, and Master Ace Incorporated dropped Slaughterhouse. I remember hearing about this Jeep-ass nigga, joint, and reading about some things in the Source magazine at the time, which, as we've said many times, was the hip-hop Bible. I remember purchasing the album, and or purchasing the cassette tape. The gold cassette tape, the clear gold.
Predated the purple tape.
Yes.
Gold tape.
And I remember listening to this album and thinking, and the first joint, which was the Slaughterhouse joint, and I was thinking about playing that after this segment, but it was the MC Negro and the Ignorant MC, and it really encapsulated a lot of what was going on at that time, because you had the NWA, a lot of people were starting to gravitate towards the gangster rap, and you had a lot of people that were pretending to live a lifestyle that, as you would say now, they weren't about that life. And Master Ace was coming off of his first album with that Me and the Biz and with the puppet and all that stuff in there. And the Music Man, which is a dope joint. And so he came back, and it's almost like he reinvented himself. And Master Ace, an intelligent dude, marketing degree, all that good stuff. And he came out, and he didn't come out by himself, but he came out with the crew. He came out with Icy Rock. He came out with Lord Digger. He came out with Paula Perry. And that album, I think, is underrated, and it is a dope album. Not only from the 90s, but I think it stands the test of time. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that project and how it impacted you, and get your reflection on it.
So Jay summed it up. My first encounter with the Master Ace Incorporated album was actually on Rap City, where they interviewed him, but they interviewed him kind of like in the streets of New York with this SUV he had. And he was basically telling people, yo, I've been dormant for a little bit, but my new album's about to drop. And he was real low key, but like very confident in the product. And he had like a little snap hat. He had the swag. And he was like, look, everybody's rolling around the Jeeps. Everybody's got the stuff in the trunk. And I just want to let all y'all know, when it comes to the bass, I handled it. You don't have nothing to worry about with this shit. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm about that, right? So then you go to the store. You buy the cassette. And you're like, fuck, this shit is gold. Okay, then you throw that shit in there. And you get that first joint with the ignorancy, like you were saying. It was basically like a parody of gangster rap. And yeah. So... The real legacy of the Master Ace Incorporated Slaughterhouse album is that, for all intents, you could say it was arguably the second, but it was the most prolific blow to set off the whole East Coast, West Coast shit.
Okay.
Because the whole album, they're basically saying, these cats with Jerry Curls out west, it's fake. They're not that fucking hard. And, I mean, how hard can you be when you shoot a motherfucker standing on a corner and you drive away 60 miles an hour? That's basically the premise of the fucking album, is stop shooting, stop being a fucking dumbass gangster. These gangster cats are not even that fucking hard. It was basically East Coast versus West Coast. The first one
the first blow was 10 Dogs Fuck Compton, but then this kind of didn't say fuck Compton. It was just basically like these gangster cats are just like phony. And I mean, I was out in Cali. I didn't really trip on it because the fucking album was banging, right? Like you said. Now, lyrically, how he reinvented himself was really interesting. He always had a lyrical. He was part of the fucking Juice Crew. And what he figured out a way to do was transcend the whole, like, late 80s New York style of rapping and production with Marley Marl, yeah, and find a relevance in an edgier time amongst the inner city, and find a relevance in hip-hop once it had moved from this whole, like, kid and play style in the early 90s with House Party to just backpack lyricism. He was at the forefront of that, because everything that came after Slaughterhouse in New York was East Coast Crew shit, where you had, like, Mobb Deep, you had Black Moon, you had Sean Price, fucking Trends of Culture, you know, Shaheen, the Rugged Child, Wu-Tang. Everybody wanted in New York wanted to show that they could fucking rap and they had lyrics.
Right.
And he, on this album, before everybody demonstrated through the consumer purchase of a CD, cassette, or LP, before New York demonstrated that, you're really talking about this Positive K, weird party shit, kid inflation. So when Slaughterhouse came out, it was like, fuck, they were talking about Death to the Wack MC. And they basically bodied all that shit that came before it. And so I would say, like, one of the two rappers that were from the 80s that figured out a way to, I don't want to say reinvent themselves, but highlight lyricism, whereas it might have been suppressed in the party era of New York, but it came to the fore in the early 90s, was Master Ace, yeah, and KRS-One, right? Okay, they, yeah, always were lyrical, but right around that time, KRS-One came out with Duck Down, with the fucking Sex and Violence album, and then he, from there, came out with the KRS-One solo album produced by DJ Premier, and he I don't think he reinvented himself, but he focused, I don't, he didn't even focus more on lyrics, he just was more relevant for being a lyricist, yeah, and Master Ace kind of brought that to the fore as well from New York, and everybody else just, I don't want to say they ran with something he brought. He's representing what the culture was in New York at that time, and it might have just so happened that his album came out before a lot of cats. But
yeah, and it was that, around that
it,
time.
It came out, party, right? And yeah, right. Yeah. And he had DJ Premier producing on it, and I don't want to say it was one of the first DJ Premier produced tracks that wasn't affiliated with Gangstar or Gangstar Foundation, but it had to be noted. Saturday Night Live, the last track, they straight up said DJ Premier, and then he came in there with the cuts. You know, like,
I knew you were going to mention that, and I did a little bit of research on it. DJ Premier did not produce that.
Oh, he just did the cuts?
He just did the cuts.
Ah.
He did the
cuts.
Okay. Yeah, so okay. that's a common misconception, but I thought that as well. And so when I was kind of digging it and doing a little prep for our discussion, I was looking at that, and that is a common misconception. So it was him on the cuts. But I think you bring up a valid point, because when you think of DJ Premier, what do you think of? You think of that boom bap. Just like when KRS-One
had it. It didn't sound like a Premier cut either. Now I think about it, it didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing that got me about this album, and I think, and tell me if you think that I'm crazy on this one, but I think Master Ace has reinvented himself two or three times along the way, and I don't think he's changed his style. I mean, I just mean that his as he's continued to evolve as an artist, because you have the first project, and then you have the Slaughterhouse album, and then he was away for a while, and I think it was, what was it, Long Hot Summer or something like that. No,
sitting on Chrome after that.
Yeah, well, I think sitting on Chrome was a little bit of a dip, because I think he went a little bit too far in that way. But I mean, but in terms of his evolution, it was the one before that
where he's in, like, going to the rap school and shit.
Yes, and I think that was those, when I look at styles, and I think that style, or that's where he still is now, and I think that's really probably now that's his sweet spot. That's where he's thriving the most. But that Slaughterhouse album, if you listen to it, I mean, when I say cuts, like, especially, again, we're geeking out on it, but when you think of songs like Who You Jackin', that has the Paula Perry going back and
forth. You, baby, what? Yeah.
Rolling With Them Dada, Ain't You the Master, Crazy Drunken Style, the Saturday
Boom
Night
bashing.
Live Posse Cut. Oh, yeah, Boom Bashing. That's just back and forth and forth. And it was a great album, and it encapsulated the time. And I think it, that grimy style, that was kind of an, that encapsulated that East Coast hip hop. When you thought about East Coast, if you put that album on, you would say, okay, that's East Coast, that's it. And if you put, you know, if you put a King T album on, you might say, okay, that's a little bit of East, a little bit of West. But if you put an NWA album on, or an Ice-T or something like that, you say that's West. And it gave you those polar opposites, and you didn't have to choose one or the other, but you could just say, today I'm feeling a little East Coast, so I'm putting on some Jeep Ass Nigga and some Saturday Night Live and some Boom Bash,
right.
And then tomorrow I'm feeling a little bit West Coast, so I might put a little bit of Ice Cube on or something like that. So it really gave you that, that those polar opposites to be able to ride with. So we gonna,
love that album.
Yeah, it's a classic album, classic album. So we're gonna get into a few joints. We're gonna get into, and you know we had to do it, so this is gonna be a Master Ace segment. It is Slaughterhouse. So Master Ace, Slaughterhouse had to do it. This is craziest thing on earth. So then Master Ace every other day. And then another Master Ace joint is the new one that I came across, GMO. So Slaughterhouse every other day, and then GMO. We'll be right back. You're listening to Microphone Masters on DougCNN.com.
And this is our new motherfucking single, our new shit. This shit is called Slaughterhouse. Coming up on live platinum LP. Platinum LP. This real killer motherfucker dead. Dead. And this is how we gon' rock shit on the line track. Here come the craziest niggas on earth. Cut those amps since birth. Blood and guts are gonna spill. Murder, 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 murder. And kill, kill, kill. Chainsaw in my holster. And I hang it like a poster. So when I grab my axe, you better drop, cause I'm
swing, 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 and chop
in a slaughterhouse. Yo, Ignite MC,
what's up?
Show these niggas what the dress code is.
I
strictly raised in Kings,
yeah.
Only wear black and I don't know how to act.
Come on,
so come and take a chance and mess around with the Black Charles Manson. Body parts in the freezer. I'm not Jeffrey Dahmer, but I slaughter your mama. So open up the door to the slaughterhouse so I can kill a little more. Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah,
this is MC Negro, and this is Ignite MC. And this shit is real over here.
Motherfucker, real, real.
This is the brand new LP. It's called Brains on the Sidewalk.
This is Paula Perry and it's a brand new week. Time for the weak ass, whack ass, no skills, negative, anti-everything. MCs to get shut down. They getting slaughtered.
Death to the whack MCs. Death to the whack MCs. Death to the whack MCs. Death to the whack MCs.
Too many suckers getting paid. Too many whack records getting played. Too much money being made. It's time for whack to get slayed. Take these suckers to war, Ray. Take them to war.
It's the Jeep. It's the Jeep. What you know about the Jeep? It's the Jeep. It's the Jeep. Here we go with the Jeep. Never hear me talking like a killer, man. Started making records, but I'm still a fan. I take you down. I break your crown. I make you frown. I wake your town. Tick. Get out, talk, I rock your whole block. Got the funk dialect in stock. With the boom, bashing. Bass drum is smashing and crashing. Your bedroom walls, the monster mashing. Dashing, man with the kick that be flying. Kids don't be trying this trick cause I'm sighing. Typical, 99 rappers wanna kill to sound ill. They couldn't find their brains with a drill. Check it.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse. It's like a playpen. Welcome to my slaughterhouse. There's no escaping. This is the place where freestyling skills are sharp like axes and suckers get the chills. Strong is the cash like a rash. You'll be itching for the greening. Everybody's talking like they mean it. Crazy, oh baby, you ready for this, yo? Make me a poster holding a pistol. Then I can be the
man.
I can be the
man.
Cause they see me with a gun in my hand. I am not down with the standard. The man did not do what every other man
candid, candid, just like the man Allen fronts. And there's nothing worse than a rapper when he fronts. So throw your hands up in the air if you really don't care about the next man's life. You get the chair in the slaughterhouse.
You want to be a winner, the streets they cold, everybody turn sinner. So you can feel the heat, so I better you go simmer. Cause everybody ready for them lunch and dinner.
Hey, me say, every other day me see the signs of the times. No motherfucker, you nah go take mine. Every other day me see the fake ass lies. Pull it all day, weather is on the prize.
Welcome everybody to the Rap Crucifixion. Every other day it's like a brand new conviction. Another nigga down cause he just didn't listen. With the same mission, trying to get out this position. Listen, it doesn't matter if you Muslim or Christian. Everybody need a little food in the kitchen. Hindus and Jews, they all feel the tension. And any other race or religion I didn't mention. Check it, you hit the streets trying to earn a little cheddar, hoping that the cheddar make your life a little better. Walking through the hood in a $100 sweater, looking at these cats that you're trying to stay ahead of. Ooh, see what you're facing is a wild situation. The hardest thing to do is try to be a little patient. Life's like a track and everybody racing. You about to get caught by the same shit you're chasing. Come on.
If you want to be a winner, the streets stay cold, everybody turn sinner. So you can feel the heat, so I better you go simmer. Cause everybody ready for them lunch and
watch
dinner.
Watch this. They say, every other day me see the signs of the times. No motherfucker, you're not gonna take mines. Every other day we see the fake slides. Hold it all day, red eyes on the bra.
I hope one day it might be a little clearer. You wanna find the trouble, take a look in the mirror. Moms tried to tell you, but you just didn't hear her. Now every other day, it's like the end's getting nearer. Up in the clubs like a feeling of terror. Every rapper fighting for a hit like Guerrera. So recognize me living in the new rap era. For money, cash, hoes, the Guantanamera. Ain't nothing changed. Everybody still want the Benz in the range. Everybody still want the gems in the chains. Everybody got a few friends in the game and they still act strange. The only thing different is the color of the tins. The only thing different is the size of the rims. Now we got Foxy Browns and Little Kims, but they still fight like Antoinette and MC Light. Come on.
If you want to be a winner, the streets stay cold, everybody turn sinner. So you can feel the heat, so I better you go simmer. Cause everybody ready for them lunch and
watch
dinner.
It. Check it. Every other day we see the signs of the times. No motherfucker, you nah go take mines. Every other day we see the fake ass lies. On it all day, weather is on the rise. Every other day we see the signs of the times. No motherfucker, you nah go take mines. Every other day we see the fake ass lies. We on it all day, weather is on the prize. Eyes on the prize. Red eyes on the prize. On the prize.
Yeah. If you're out on the block, just
turn up the music.
You're playing ball in the park, you can
turn up the music.
If you're out on the bench, you can
turn up the music.
If you're sitting in your living room,
turn up the music.
If you can't pay your rent, you can
turn up the music.
If you're slinging on the app, kid,
turn up the music.
If you're trying to feed your family,
turn up the music.
Yeah, every other day you can
turn up
come
the
on,
music.
Come on.
Be the new homie and them gonna
M-A.
Work this out.
Sauce, Leegee, don't stop. Don't stop.
Original style versus every style, that's
day.
No doubt.
What?
Them scouting for talent, I get dirty like the souls. You bite one of my lines, I bust it dead in your mouth. Informers and pretenders are dealt with harshly. No mercy, sing Mr. Leegee. Don't tell me I can't do this or can't do that. Sing out my melodies and chant out my chat. I'm loaded and always fan cock. What a literate that you drop. You cannot run away from what's got to be. End up like Jonah in the belly of the sea. Yo, Aurelia, no fancy, is a hot MC. Mr. Leegee, but them lyrically. Yo, every other day we see the signs of the times. No.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Defari, West Coast legendary, Liquid King, worldwide famous. In the building on Microphone Masters on WCNN.com. You already know what it is. You know where to get the real.
I be the baddest man you ever seen. Flow stay forever mean. Kicks on my feet stay forever clean. I stand tall like an evergreen.
through the test of time, despite the rain that the weather bring. I got the dope, but I never sling. Strong voice, but I never sing. Hallelujah. I don't just holler at your boy, I holler through ya. Keep doing what you're doing, more power to ya. I be the shit like Slick Rick, I'm a ruler. Academy of Raw Rap, bring the drama to ya. I don't just rap for the sport of it, the long and short of it. As y'all ain't ready for this sort of shit. Y'all little rap clowns ought to quit, retire. Pyromaniac, I'm saying that I bring the fire. Man, you checking out the gospel, I bring the choir. Yeah, you checking out the prophet, the king, the sire. Connect dots like a drug deal, I bring the buyer. Y'all niggas fake like a weave extension. My barrage, like a Thai massage, I relieve the tension. No happy ending, know you trying to seek attention. I see you niggas coming like a premonition. When I retire, you can keep the pension. I'm in tour mode, y'all niggas off-road like a Jeep suspension. I'm on the move, I ain't hardly joking. Y'all can laugh, but y'all niggas always home, man, Macaulay Culkin. You got a lot to say, but it's poorly spoken. I be the truth like the envelope that Maury opened. Now you at the crib looking sorry soaking. Or probably out with Corey smoking. Or sniffing with your other buddy. Never follow the lead of an understudy. You got the blues like a lonely crip. Don't be a one-trick pony with a corny trick. Don't be a one-eyed snake, cause I need a belt. I'm nasty, like a spice ham burrito melt. Listen, lyrically, musically, psychologically, it's obvious you need some help. But this is not Dr. Phil. Got dudes get ignored like a doctor bill. Use your head like a soccer skill. Instead of popping shit, you should pop a pill. This gonna hurt like a root canal. And I'ma make sure that y'all got the drill. They just wanna see him flow. Cause it comes natural, no GMO. Yeah. They don't wanna see him go. Cause I got the real shit, no GMO.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. Make sure you hit up the show, mm@dubcnn.com. Star Saxon and I were talking a little bit before we started this particular episode, and I'm not going to go deep into what we're talking about, but suffice it to say that 2016, we're fed up in 2015, so 2016 is all about change. We'll just leave it at that. All about change, all about promoting change. And Star Saxon, I wanted to get into something with just a couple of random thoughts before we get into a couple joints, and I'm interested to know what your last words are going to be this episode. But before we get into that, there's a couple things that I wanted to throw your way and get your thoughts. We know about what happened in San Bernardino / Redlands area a few weeks ago. And as a result of that, you have the man that you said quite a few episodes ago will probably end up being our next president of the United States, which would be definitely a roller coaster ride if that ends up happening. But the gentleman, Donald Trump, ends up saying, I don't want any more Muslims to come into the country. I think that we shouldn't let anybody else in. And then you have people going on both sides saying, how can you say that? That's so racist. And then other people saying, how can you condemn the man because he's saying that he wants the country to be safe, et cetera, et cetera. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that in general, his statement, that what he said, and just the whole, I think, and I mentioned this a few episodes ago, I believe, is that as much as things change, the more things stay the same, whether it's police brutality, whether it's racism, whatever the case may be. And I wanted to get your thoughts particularly on the Donald Trump comment.
Hey, man, he's going to be ignorant to the grave, dude. You know what I mean? Obviously, I don't support what he's saying. But, you know, you need a motherfucker like that to come out and say some ignorant shit just so you can see who the fuck is really down and who's not. Tom Brady. He just co-signed on Donald again last night. So, look, man, I'm not afraid of Donald Trump. I'm really not. If he becomes president, I'm still not afraid of Donald Trump. But the Donald Trumps of the world exist. And they get a mic so you can really see who the fuck is down and who's not, right? So, again, I'm not scared of it. If the motherfucker becomes president, we just gonna have to deal with that. We do that year of the Bush, shit. But it's really interesting to see who's coming out supporting this motherfucker, you know what I mean? And I saw some shit where they said, like, a lot of white males who were not college educated tend to support him. And that almost represents a significant proportion of the entire population. So that kind of speaks towards where America is and where America needs to address some certain issues with the level of education in the country and, you know, who feels they don't need to get educated. So, again, man, like, I don't support the shit. We need him to be as ignorant as he can be so we can really see the pulse of the fucking nation. Because when you have politicians on the left and the right that come out and basically toe the center, not, so as not to avoid any potential or, you know, disrespect any potential voter, you don't think that they harbor the same feelings as Donald Trump, but you're never going to see it because they're smart enough through the political process to not make their proclivities known
right.
until it comes time for them to A, be elected, and then B, pass policy. And you're like, wait, who the fuck did we just elect? So there's beauty in his frankness, mm-hmm. and at the same time, it's also letting you know who actually supports this guy. So if you want to have a candidate roll out there and say, you know, we're all kumbaya, whether they're the Democrat or Republican, and we don't think anything bad is going on in the nation, and when the reality is that there is,
yeah.
something's wrong with you. I mean, I actually enjoy his ignorance. It's like, okay, what motherfucker's going to support this fool now? My man from the USC, Dana White, co-signed on Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next time Conor McGregor fights and you give Dana White some fucking money, you need to think twice about that shit, you know? But you got Jeb Bush, who's afraid to say anything because he's a career politician and wants to win. He probably feels the exact fucking same way.
Hmm.
So I think there's beauty in Donald Trump's ignorance.
Now,
I'm afraid of it.
Speaking about that, that goes into a lot of free speech. And I've recently come across a couple of an article or two, but more recently on the news out here, it was something about more college students becoming very upset with the whole freedom of speech thing, meaning kind of keep your thoughts to yourself as opposed to expressing who you are. And I wanted to get your thoughts on it in terms of this. I think it's becoming a little, I would agree with this, with this in this regard, because I think what's happening with a lot of youth is that they're thinking, well, you can't have a differing opinion. You can't have a dissension. You can't have any dissension in terms of opinion or thought. And if you do, we know in the world of hip hop, if you do, what does that make you? That makes you a hater. If you are in the regular society, that makes you a bigot. That makes you a racist. That whatever. We know that everybody's not going to see eye to eye. But for me personally, I would rather know where my neighbor stands or where the person next to me stands, so I can understand how far I can go with you, or how much of a wide breadth or I need to give you or you need to give me, so that we can coexist. We can exist without seeing eye to eye. You might not like black people. I might not like whatever the case may be. But I think that we're getting to a point where any type of differing opinion is blown up and exacerbated to the point where we can't have any type of differing thought or opinion. I know in the corporate world, we live in the corporate world, we live in society, and get your thoughts on that and what you're seeing, if you're seeing that trend, or if you think that's a crazy story that's been coming up.
I mean, I just think some millennials, not all, they just need a hug, man. They've been told, you know, the world is great, no color lines, we're all the same, we're all in the same gang, all that shit. And it's just not like that. And so you're seeing, you know, a gross overreaction to people finally learning that some people just don't share their opinions, and the opinions that others hold might be in stark contrast to their own.
True.
And, I mean, that's a you problem, man. That ain't a me problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a you problem. And basically, you got to grow up, man. Motherfuckers don't like everything you like, you know? Motherfuckers don't like Nirvana. Motherfuckers don't like Drake. Motherfuckers don't like Muslims. Motherfuckers don't like niggas.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers don't like black people.
Yeah.
You know? Some people don't like white niggas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people don't like Asians. Guess what, man? This is fucking America. You know?
Yeah.
When's the last time you got caught a nigga walking down the street on the block that you bought a fucking house for? Happened to me twice this fucking year.
Ooh.
And it wasn't the first time. It's happened to me growing up in the fucking hood with a white person driving through the fucking hood to beat traffic in the hood.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I don't know. I mean, you know, the picket fence where Cats was from must have been very high and very thick. But, you know, the world is not a fucking pleasant place.
Exactly.
And you just got to get a thicker set of skin and realize that, you know, honestly, you can't alienate people because they differ in opinion from you, because in the end, we're just going to have these, like, balkanized-ass communities of hate. You know what I mean? Anytime they see difference, they just swing at the shit. You got to figure out a way to kind of, like, mediate that difference and find some common ground to minimally interact with people in a place we call society, just to get your daily needs met, and then just move the fuck on from them. You know what I mean?
Sometimes
as long as you ain't fucking with me, mine, my people, and my loved ones, you can be here all the fuck you want.
True. Sometimes you got to just agree and disagree. We both married, and sometimes, and I know I found this in my marriage, sometimes you agree to disagree. You say, all right, you see what you see, I see what I see. I'm going to hug you because I love you anyway, but whatever. We gonna keep it moving because we're not going to throw lamps at each other. So we're going to get into a couple joints real quick and come back with the last words. Want to see what Star Saxon has to say. So we got Isaiah Toothtaker, Polo Stadium, Living Legends After Hours. So again, Isaiah Toothtaker, Polo Stadium, and then Living Legends, which is After Hours. We're going to come back and listen to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
Taker ain't afraid of say some ain't a shit, cause I ain't a bitch, I maintain, but change the script while y'all say the same and they gain the niche. Waiting for invitations, switch the cadence, spit broken language, spoken loquacious, go from most hated to being least favorite. The moment courageous display is more dangerous, outrage display, majorly underrated. The greatest may be famous from his confrontations, gotta keep concentration, be the latest cases, the renegade trying to escape incarceration, blatant in your face, basically a sensation. 86 is 81, so hate it fun. Walk the Polo Stadium, rinse, roll on radium, man. Blame me, son, I may be late to the occasion, but staying till the cake is done. Tell me, son, what's the ransom? What's the plan, son? I'm not the type to go cry, throw a tantrum. Might go buy a mansion with my credibility, yo. No, literally, on the streets, nobility. I'm too real for the facility. No villains, I still conceal, still utility. From 93 till infinity, never reveal my ability.
The sun is coming out, it's a long ass night, but I feel good. I really give a fuck what you think. You can judge me till your face turn pink. Just rip the show when we did what you can't. Luck and I'm drunk and I'm far in the paint. I'm in Prague, she's in awe. Never really seen a black man with charm. Hopped in the cab and we off to the bar on the other side of town where the drinks come strong. 5 in the morning, I know the night young, but she yawning. Took her to the tail, let her feel what she want. And I know I did it big, I could tell by her moaning. In the morning, in the morning.
I know things could get all crazy, but you made it from the hating. I know. Girl, you all up in my mind. I just wanna see you grow shining. Let's go.
I'm taking a long ass flight overseas, sleeping on the plane until I reach Germany. Tiny group of people in Berlin, they heard of me. Stepping on stage to murder shit around 3. Stinky motherfuckers usually surround me, but I don't clown, they got love for my sound. They wanna see a party go down with a cigarette burning past a filter degrees. In a club, hot mic fees, they hop like fleas. When they feel the energy, they got the pock white tees. But they love Lil Me. They love a Lil Me.
I'm on the west side of town, a tiny little spot where it all goes down. A black new world in the bottom of the village. The cute little girls with they black bottom vintage. High heel boots and they sipping. $2 Cabernet, Duke joint spinning. Late night nigga cabaret never ending. Lindy hopping to newbie bopping. And fools be stopping through fitted. Wonder where it was, better get it. Or holla at Diallo if you with it. That's my nigga.
Yeah, it was a foreign exchange like Tang and them. Eating Mickey D's breakfast at 6 a.m. Ain't nothing fly than a Japanese sunrise. I wasn't just trying to hit it like some guys. Hash browns, hot cakes, and I clean my plate. I can't count on the bullshit that I done ate. She told me that she spoke English and I said great. Grabbed her hand out the club and I said let's skate. Man, this life's so special. When the stress and the strife try to test you, DUI and they try to arrest you. If you faded coming home from the club, God bless you.
Things could get all crazy, but you made it from the hating. I know. Girl, you all up in my mind. I just wanna see you go shining. Let's go.
I had a party at my house tonight. Every girl that came through looked tight. All the homies had fun, there's no need to fight. So much drink and weed to keep us high as a kite.
Now the sun is coming out to chase the night away.
If you listen really close, you can still hear the DJ play.
She was beautiful, I hung on every single word she said.
Like, let's get close, there's no time to wait. My niggas ain't gotta go home, but y'all sure can't stay.
Good music for the grown and sexy. My lady and I, two of the best seats. But we ain't sitting down, we in step, see. Big booty up close, pressed to me. I grab her waist and I smell her perfume. Jill Scott keeps singing her tune. Full moon and it's feeling real now. Babysitter, 1 o'clock and we still out. Blow the joint, breathe the air, hit a detour. No one can see us in this lot, you could be sure. Make it hot, get the window steamy. Car rocking is great to be me.
I knew things could get all crazy, but you made it from the hating. I know. Girl, you all up in my mind. I just wanna see you go shining. So let's go.
We can fly to Galapagos, swim in the aqua coast, rolling in sands, hand in hands, let me hold you close. Sip on some wine and toast, down the short lines and posts, living the dream, now I mean, we be doing the most. You the one that I chose, rub you down to your toes, let's see how far this goes, under the cosmos. Two searching souls, where it ends, only God knows, but they for sure, I want you in my tomorrows. Yeah, and all them days after that, I'll be your Romeo, you'll be my Juliet. And if you with me, holla back, baby. Yeah, if you with me, where you at? Let's go.
And I wanna dedicate this to my senior, my main man on the boards, and to everybody that's coming home. And it's really too early to go to sleep, and it's too late to call it a late night creep. Take your ass to the house before noon, 'cause then you're crazy. And use a condom. And if you go to jail, call your mama, 'cause don't nobody else give a fuck about you. Peace. Remember the wop and the cabbage patch? Did you used to do that like that? To all the late night people, driving home from the club. You know your ass got work in the morning. I hope your ass don't get fired. Living legends. We invented fun. Yeah. We're the best in the world. I feel the breast of your girl. Yeah. Woo! This is for when you like 6 a.m., I told you, and the furniture's all white and plastic. And you talking to a girl you have no business talking to, and she's too fine, and you ain't never talked to a girl that fine before. Tell her that you know me, and it'll be all good. I'm just talking, my scene. You can cut me off anytime.
Let's go.
And we out. Bye. I always wanted to say that. Peace. And we out. I want to give a shout out to Baby Rio, to Andy Khan, to all the hipsters. That shirt cost $60 and you just spilled ketchup on it. Don't that suck? Now it's really limited edition, you asshole. If you come to my neighborhood, we beat your motherfucking ass. That's alright. You driving your mama's Lexus. What's up? I suck my dick. That's how it goes in the streets. I love you, man. But we gotta clown, man. We gotta have fun, man. What's life if it's not fun? What's he gonna do, man? It's 6 a.m. You still high off cocaine, man. You shouldn't do hard drugs, man. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't do drugs that are harder than you. If you a soft motherfucker, you should do hard drugs. How about that? Because the hangover in the morning is gonna beat your ass. That's the problem. Shout out to everybody who was drinking Hennessy all night. All you dumb motherfuckers that bought that Ace of Spades champagne because Jay-Z put it in his new video. How about that? How about you have a mind of your own, man? And if you get pulled over, like I said before, you're going to jail, but it's alright. And if you downloaded this for free, you're never gonna get laid again. Like Monsignor. Monsignor, when's the last time you got some pussy? And if it's 6 a.m. and you just called a girl that got a baby in yours, and you gonna go have sex with the baby sleeping in the bed next to you, you scandalous. But it's a way of life, you know what I'm saying? And if, look, to all the Mexican homies headed to King Taco in East L.A., I'ma see you out there. Bring your little sister.
because I want to get her pregnant.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. We hope that you have enjoyed this episode. Again, hit us up, mm@dubcnn.com, mm@dubcnn.com. You can follow him at Star Saxon. That's 2 R's and 3 X's. And you can also follow me at Javon Love. That's J-A-V like Victor, O-N-L-U-V. And one of the things that we love to do is to do this show because it's a good release for us and for many different reasons. And so for that reason, so Star Saxon, just to let you know, we are going to end this episode with a little bit of Freestyle Fellowship, Inner City Boundaries. So just so you know. But I wanted to get your last words as we head out of this episode. So Star Saxon, and all I got to say is that I'm sore from trying to push myself this week. I'll say this, and folks know that I try to run, and I think over the last week or so, I have like a 2-year run streak of running at least a mile a day. But the point is, over the past week and a half, I haven't stopped. I've done at least continuing that run streak for the first time in ever since I was in high school, back in the day, Star Saxon, when we had to do the mile once a week or once, whatever we had to do it. And I ran it nonstop then, but ever since then, I haven't done that. So I was happy to be able to, for the past 7 days, every time I've run, whether it's been a mile, mile and a quarter, mile and a half, 2 miles, that I haven't stopped. So that's growth for me. That's progression. So that's my last word. Star Saxon, it's on you.
Yo, man, my brother came into town from out of Vegas like a week or so ago. We went out drinking, and
he a fool. He a fool, dude.
As a dad, I don't drink that much no more, dude. Or I don't drink large quantities of alcohol. But that night, I drank more than I could handle. So here are my last words. Have you ever drank so much one night on the town that the next morning you wake up, you piss through your ass?
Yes.
Those are my last words. That's a point of honor to all the listeners out there.
Oh, man.
I'm not saying it happened to the kid. I'm not saying it didn't happen to the kid. I'm just asking all y'all out there to consider that.
And on that note, on behalf of Star Saxon, I am Jay Love. And we're going to send you out with Freestyle Fellowship, Inner City Boundaries. And we talked about Freestyle Fellowship a couple episodes ago, so make sure you check them out. So Freestyle Fellowship, you listen to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. You can.
Once we have the knowledge to help us the people, then we can be free and no devil could ever enter the boundaries. I stand in the center around all these sounds I see. Blessed are life that I found the key. That's how we be.
We are by no means ashamed of our culture or background. Not a tad bit afraid of change. Look around, the same old, same old.
Hey, what's going on, man?
I can't call it. Trying to maintain, overlooking these boundaries. I gotta be righteous, I gotta be me. I gotta be conscious, I gotta be free. I gotta be able, I gotta attack. I gotta be stable, I gotta be black.
Who is that surrounding me? Enemy, enemy, you crossed the wrong boundary. Poof, wicked witness, wizardry. Disappear from here and end up in the tree.
Then we could be free and no devil could ever enter the boundary. I stand and listen around all these sounds. I see blessing all that I found a key. That's how we be.
The sharp shooting wizard, but not a grand dragon. A chop off the block, but my pants ain't sagging. Got a strong ass grip, but my name ain't money grip. Like Gladys better when she sang with the Pips. And when it comes to strength, I'm surely of the stronger. And when it comes to death, I pray my children live longer. Payback's a bitch, that's why I never borrow. If the push comes to shove, I do a stick up tomorrow. With the group thing over and my flat top gone, I'm living kinda lovely, only a law above me. Proving that old time axiom, birds of a feather flock together. Know where I'm coming from?
the birth of a new generation of blackness. And we're forced to set our boundaries.